Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I need you, Lord. touch on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
Pray for you, Lord. Oh, nothing but praise. But praise for him. Hallelujah. Give him glory tonight. This God that we serve, he is worthy. Hallelujah. Glory be unto his mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Brian, let's do it one more time.
Lord, you gave me a home, and you gave me my family. You gave me two hands for to lift up and to praise you. You gave me to be, to walk in your footsteps. I have nothing but praise for you.
Come on, Randy.
Well, you gave me life and life more abundantly. When you filled me with your Spirit, Lord. Oh, it's priceless, and it cannot be purchased with money. I have nothing but praise for you.
Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Has the Lord done some things for you? Hallelujah. Glory. He's done so much. All we can do is praise Him. Hallelujah. Give Him glory, saints. Give Him glory. His name is worthy. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise Your holy name, Lord. We magnify You, Jesus. We glorify You. We lift up Your mighty name. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
But praise
glory. Hallelujah.
For You, Lord. For nothing but praise.
Much of a testimony as it was the first time I ever sang.
You see, I thought number one would surely be me, and I thought I would be what I wanted to be. I thought I could build on life's sinking sand, but I can't even walk, Lord, without You holding my hand. No, I can't. Could do a lot on my own. I thought I could make it. Thought I could make it all alone. I did. And sometimes I thought of myself,
yes.
As a mighty, mighty big man. But Lord Jesus, I can't even walk again. I know I can't even walk, Lord. I said I can't even walk
anymore
without you. I thought I could do a lot on my own. Lord, I thought I could make it all alone. And you know I thought of myself as a mighty, mighty big man. But now I know that I can't even walk. No, I can't.
Without you. 'cause I can't even walk on without you holding my hand.
That's the hardest thing for the Christian to learn, is that we cannot do it without Him. Well, I can't even walk
without you holding my hand. Oh, the mountains too high, and the valley.
Yeah. the shadows fall, and why should my heart be lonely?
Oh, Hallelujah. matter your background, it doesn't matter. He's giving you the victory. Victory. Victory.
kapaseya elelelele sayara kisuku yo sayare sare masika elelele swa ekozuani anata.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the name of Jesus. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you this morning in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, Lord. We worship you. We glorify your name. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. Father God, we bless you and we thank you for this breath that we breathe that is yours. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your grace and your goodness and your mercy in our lives. We thank you for your faithfulness, oh God, that you've never left us and you will never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, Lord, for shielding us with your favor, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for your mercies anew every morning, oh God. We thank you for your mercy. In the name of Jesus, rain down your mercy upon us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just praise you. We thank you for our children. We thank you for our families. We thank you for our friends, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for every member of the ministry in the name of Jesus. Thank you for everyone under the sound of our voice in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father, we bless you and we say thank you. Every day is a day of thanksgiving, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come to thy throne of grace this morning and we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of every sin we have committed in thought, in word, in deed. Be merciful unto us, O God. Have mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. We pray for mercy, 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 O God. In the mighty name of Jesus. O Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the salvation in the name of Jesus. We cover ourselves in the blood of Jesus. We cover this service in the blood of Jesus. We cover our homes, our environment in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father God, we thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood in the name of Jesus, O God. Oh, Father God, we ask you this morning to send your holy angels to assist us, to minister to us even as we go into prayer, even as we hear the word, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, we thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for signs, wonders, and miracles. We thank you for breakthrough, O God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to release a fresh anointing, not the anointing from yesterday, but a fresh anointing, oh God. We need a refreshing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we just want to say thank you in advance. We praise you in advance. We worship you, oh God, for all the promises that you have given us, oh God. The promises, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We say thank you for divine purpose and divine destinies being fulfilled. We thank you for divine connection, oh God. We thank you for breakthroughs, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Oh, Father God, let your word come forth in your power and anointing. Open our ears to hear what the Spirit of God is speaking to us this morning, oh God. Let our mind be focused and attentive to what you're speaking, oh God. Prepare our hearts to receive this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, we honor you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Good morning again. I'm going to turn the service over to Reverend Boyu, who's going to give the word. Good morning to each and every one of you in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, amen. Good morning to you brothers and sisters. It's always a wonderful time when we come together in oneness and unity to hear God's words and just be in his presence. Let us pray. Father God, we just thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord, for continuing to be all that you are in our lives, giving us more chances to come and renew ourselves and have the ability to keep to our words as we go through our trials and tribulations, as we go through our moments of doubts, as we are in temptations and all these other earthly things that slow us down as Christians. But Lord, we know that you are our strength. You are our bridge over troubled waters. We can resort to you in any situation, at any time, at any moment, because you are available to us. We thank you, Father, for giving us reassurances. We thank you, Father, for being transparent, because it gives us that ability that we can stand strong and know that we are strong in your word, because it's quite evident. We see it. We know from time into time out that your word is your word. Your yes is your yes. So we thank you this morning, Father, as we've come to just share your words and get filled, that we can transfer the filling to others. We thank you this morning, Father. We bless your holy name. All the glory is yours. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. This morning I'm going to talk about what we normally say, and sometimes we say it emotionally, sometimes we say it from the depth of our hearts, and at the moment we say it, we mean it, but we don't think on the consequences tied to it. Think about the dedication. We don't think about the times of discomfort and all these other things. Whenever we say, use me, O Lord, use me mightily, use me as you see fit. So this morning I'm going to start off reading from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, which reads, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Jesus Christ to do good works, which God prepared in advance." Listen to this. "Which God prepared in advance for us to do." He's already given the assurance. Many times we question ourselves, and when we get that gut feeling that God is pushing us in a direction, and we come up with a response, you know, who, me? Me? God talking to me to do this? But you know, a lot of times you have this strong gifting in you. You have the strong potentials. You have the ability, because God has placed the seeds in you. And my brothers and sisters, I tell you, it's the enemy making you ask that question, who, me? And in those moments, I encourage you, because I know there's a lot of situations in our lives that have come up, and we ask that question, who, me? I'm not equipped right now. I have to wait to get this other thing in line or get that other thing in line. But I tell you this morning, my brothers and sisters, anytime that comes in your mind, that doubt, just tell the devil, but why not me? I am equipped already because my Father has given me that assurance that I'm equipped to carry on. Don't be doubtful. With God, remember you are unstoppable. With God, we know there's nothing that is impossible. Nothing at all. Matthew 19:26 says, Jesus looked at them intently and said, humanly speaking, it is impossible. But with God, everything is possible. Don't ever doubt yourself. When you doubt yourself, you deny yourself of the ability to succeed. Whenever there's doubt, it's never your own thoughts. You're just being filled with lies from the enemy who already know what God's plan is for you, which is always what? To prosper and to give you future and a hope. We have to keep telling ourselves, remember, we are in the end times. There will be a lot of unholy things, things that are not normal, more pressures, more trials, more tribulations, more of everything that will push you to test, that will push you to the edge. But we have to be firm. You know, your blueprint or your thumbprint is different from that of every other person in this world. We all are made special and uniquely in different ways, and that's how God has it. So my destiny may have me to be a blessing to 100, 1,000, or 10,000 people, but if I don't stand strong in the fulfillment of it, I failed myself and I failed those 100 or 1,000 or 10,000 people that I was to touch, that in their lives, in touching them, it touches their children and their children's children, and it goes forth. And this is how we are destiny helpers. We have to stand in that light. Whenever you have doubt, Satan does not want you to go to that finish line. He doesn't want you to complete your destiny. Always remember that God is the author and finisher of your faith. So the next time the enemy comes and he tries to create doubt for you to just not think on your purpose or to feel low in esteem, remind him of the truth. Why not me? I've been purposed. I've been assured. I've been equipped. I've been given the tools that I need. So You cannot change my mind because I'm in control of my mind, and I'm not going to let you alter what's already been put in the atmosphere for me to fulfill. It is something else when you let fear set in. When you're battling fears, we know that our strength is standing on the rock. We stand on God's truth. I know I do. Because as humans, we have the trials, the tribulations that will come, the storms that will come. We're told this, that life will not be an easy road. We're already told this. He has already given us the mindset to expect that these things will come. So what our fear should be is to fear not hurting our Father, who has made the provision, who has given us the assurances that holding on to his promises, holding on to the truths, we've already succeeded. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear and to be timid, but of power, love, and self-discipline." God does not give us fear. We have love. We have the strength, the direction, the power. We have the ability because he's placed all of the great attributes in us as we make ourselves available to receive it. Now we start off on our journey. We all started off in our journey as baby Christians, as we term it. And as we mature in Christ, we get motivated to be used in certain areas that through our journey we see our strengths in. You know, some people great in discipling, some people great in teaching, and so forth and so on. And then as we read more in the Bible, we see great leaders like Moses, Joshua, David. And we get more and more and more apt to want to be used in some way. So when we ask God, use me, God, we sometimes forget that in being used is not always going to be convenient. God may want to use you in a way that will take you off of your comfort zone. There's a lot of times will be trying times. There will be times that will be inconvenient. There will be times that you will come from, if you have another job or you doing other things, those would be the compromising times that will come, the testing times that will come, times that you have to have that defining moment. Am I going to push forward with this? Am I going to hold on to do this? My family is going through this right now. And I need to be with them, and I have to travel to go to this other revival or this other state or country, there will be a lot of inconveniences that will come up. You will have to push, continue to push, because there's no comfort zone that we will always have as Christians, because there will always be trials. There will always be tribulations. But the thing about it is, as we push on, we can bring a bigger impact into the kingdom of God. We can bring a bigger impact into the world by being all that we can be. We can be stronger. We can be more to others as we take the inconveniences, as we take the sacrifices. Being obedient despite of the inconveniences, keeping his name above all names. If we want to be used by God, we have to push. The effort must be given. He never promised us that we're going to have an easy road. He never promised us that our lifestyles will be the same as we come into the kingdom, to be as dynamic as we should be as his children. What opportunities have you missed? What chances have you not taken? What revelations have you received? But because of doubt, because doubt have clouded your confidence, you didn't move or act when you should have acted. Let your self-worth be rooted in how others perceive you. Satan is busy. He tries to unclothe us with doubt. And in unclothing us and placing doubt on our minds, it comes and it kills your self-worth. Then you start to think about how others look at you. You take your eyes off God. You start to lose control, because now the whole thing is in your mind is I, me, and mine. And this is what Satan wants. He wants you to lose your direction. He doesn't want you to have God as the compass, the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us and protecting us and speaking to us. You now become like a ship without a sail. Every which wind that comes and blows, it takes you here, it takes you yonder. You start to follow your fear. And then your fear silences you. You're backed up into a corner now. You feel so dark and not comfortable in standing strong on the word anymore. You start to lose your passion. You have no courage anymore to advocate for your brothers and sisters by standing strong in the word, being examples for your family, your children. You lose hope. We lose direction. We lose confidence. But I'm here this morning to tell you that as we hold on to God to help us place our assurance in Him and not in the opinion of others and not for Satan to use our minds as his stomping ground, God can transform our whispers words into strong, powerful proclamations. Those proclamations that can move mountains. Those proclamations that can give us the reinforcement of faith. That we can stand on the word. That we're not lacking in confidence anymore. Because he places within us the strength. And this reminds me of Jeremiah 17, verse 7 and 8, where he says, I will bless those who trust me. They will be like trees growing beside a stream, trees with roots that will reach down to the water. And with the leaves, they are always green. They will bear fruit every year and are not worried by the lack of rain. You see, he tells us, trust in him. He will give us the flowing of living waters that will birth us and continue to birth us in every situation, that we will flourish. We will be living testimonies. We will have the strength. We will have the confidence. Our faith will be increased. We will stand firm and not shaken. We'll always be feeling that strong worthiness because he is our strength. He is keeping us in being brave, that the greater rewards will befall on his children. And the children, God always fulfill his promises. Do not be afraid. Keep strong, for the victory is ours. Lord, use us. Use me, O Lord. Use me. Use me mightily. I know that there will be inconveniences. Just as inconveniences came when Christ had to lay down his life. Those were times when he took it because through what he did, we now can live eternally. Inconveniences that great apostles, great men of God who were martyred, as we read through the Bible, they did not wait for convenient times. They had the strength through the Lord. They stood up and held the ranks. We have fulfillment. We have Denise. So this morning, I was just so deeply touched to come forth with this, that you all may be blessed. As you say, use me, Lord. Use me mightily. That you know as you stand, you have him standing with you. And whatever opposition comes from Satan, comes from the world, you can stand strong on his promises and his words. No matter how the situations may present itself, where it's inconvenient, you know that inconvenience is just a physical thing. It's not a spiritual thing. We stand on the power. We stand on the strength. We stand on the promises. We stand on the word. We praise him for all the glory is his. So as you go out this morning to your jobs, as you do what you have lined up to do today, take a moment out and tell him, use me, Lord. Use me. I don't care about what other physical inconveniences may come about. I know that I'm a spirit. And I will worship you in spirit and in truth. Because you've made yourself transparent. And I see all the virtues. I see all the promises. I see everything because you've availed it to me. Use me. We just want to thank you this morning, Lord. We want to thank you as we come to close. We're going to have Apostle Marco Brewer for you, my wife, close us out in prayers. And we will pray for those who are sick. We'll pray for those who have loved ones and the hospital. I want to urge all of you on the line right now to please, as the prayers are going up this morning, please hold my grandson in prayers this morning as he's going through surgery now, right now. That God is a God of love, forgiveness, and a protective God, and just hold him in prayers this morning as well as we go through these trying times. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Reverend Boyer. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, your word says that we should bring everything to you in prayer. There's nothing too hard for you to do, O God. So, Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, O God. And we pray, O God, for healing, O God, those that are sick right now. We pray, Lord, that you release your healing virtues, your healing anointing, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God, for complete and total healing, O God. Healing physically, healing emotionally, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Father God, we pray for healing of relationships, O God, in the name of Jesus. Finances, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your healing, anointing your healing virtues by the stripes of Jesus Christ. Father God, we lift up our grandson this morning. We pray, Lord, that you will be there. You are there. We thank you, Lord. Father God, for turning this situation all around in your favor, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. We pray, Father God, for complete and total success, oh God, that you are right there with him in the operating room, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we cover him with the blood of Jesus. And we claim complete and total healing, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for friends and family members, oh God, right here this morning that's going through different trials and tribulations. We pray, Lord, for your divine intervention. In the name of Jesus, oh God, there are those that are in need of jobs, oh God. They have financial needs, oh God. You know whatever situation they're going through, oh God. We pray that you intervene and turn it around in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for a special grace, oh God, to rest upon us as you use us to bring glory and honor to your name. We cannot make it without your grace. We thank you for your grace this morning in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray for Reverend Boyle who just brought the word. We ask you to pour back into him that what he poured out, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless him, oh God, his going in and his coming out. Father God, give him the desires of his heart according to your will, plan, and purpose for his life and destiny, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the word that came forth. We thank you for him. He is a gift of the body of Christ. Continue to anoint him. Continue to use him to bring glory and honor to your name. Let him never lack, oh God. In the name of Jesus, embrace him in your love, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. He's the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. We thank you for each and every one, oh God. In the name of Jesus, your grace is sufficient. We give you glory for the and honor for all, oh God, that you've done, that you are doing, and you will continue to do. Be with us this day. Let your presence remain with us. Let us not stray from the path that you have set for us. And if we do, Lord, bring us back, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let us say the grace. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed morning, a blessed day. We love you. Thank you for joining us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.